Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We gotta bring one of y'all up for our blind date game.
Hell no.
Guess what?
Hell no.
Wait, are you all married?
We all married.
All of y'all are married? Shut up.
Right now. Are any of your wives bi?
No.
Bi? Oh,
what? Not that I know of.
Oh my goodness.
She said I'm a bi. What?
I ain't squeezing no balls.
Yeah, wait, awesome. Were you telling me what you gave to the bag?
I'm telling you, I've never squoze balls.
Balls?
I what?
That's
close. I'm gonna be honest, it sounded right.
No, right. Past tense.
It was like grab the hat but put it back. We might be wrong.
I ain't never did that. Like what I'll do is I'll like lick my hand and then like.
Hey, here we go. Go.
Are you challenging me?
Do you want to go, bro?
I won't lie. Hello.
Hi, what's happening, people, man? It's another Monday. Hope you had a great weekend, man, and hope you have a great week. Again, if your manager's chatting shit, just, you know, delete the email and say you never got it.
Yeah, but take a flight.
You know, you definitely got this podcast episode, though, man. We are in New York. This is the first episode we're recording in New York. Mm-hmm. As usual, we're on our way to 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. So if you're on that platform, make sure you click subscribe. If you're on an audio platform, you know, leave a 5-star review. And then also go and check out Horrible Decisions, you know.
Yeah.
So they're going to love us or hate us by the end.
Yeah, we'll find out.
We love it.
To find out.
We like it. I love
well,
it.
We know your wives will hate us by the end of the
day. No, they won't. No, they won't.
Does your audience normally like the girl guests that come on?
Yeah, well, our audience is 50-50, so, you know, 50
men. Oh, wow.
50
that's men, great. Women, yeah. You guys have had some dope ladies on, though. I was looking at your clips and, like, I'm really exhausted with, like, divine and feminine energy Instagram and podcast shit, so I just like seeing different shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I like seeing women talk about different things on podcasts.
That's what I like, because someone told us off once. Said, the way we ask women sexual questions is a bit rough. And I was like, well, now we have some...
We'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, now we have some women that we can really
hold on, what you be doing?
Like sometimes girls be talking about like threesomes they had, and it's like, oh, why would you ask women that? I'm like, well, if we can ask the men, it equal ups, innit? We go ask women the same shit too. Yeah. Like, how do you
like
want it?
I like it. Equals up.
We're not gonna do that today, man.
Is that what we did already?
We're not gonna do actual.
Y'all have to do
our phone. The nothing phone.
Yeah, shout out nothing. Yeah.
Nothing.
No, I'm excited. It's crazy though, because like accents is like. I don't even watch TV shows with accents, so this is going to be interesting. I am going to listen really hard.
I'm going to slow down a little just so you can understand what
I'm
saying.
Thank you.
I mean, but technically to their entire audience, I mean, I'm sure you have some, you know, American fans, but
oh, yeah, we don't have an accent to them. That's fine.
Yeah. You're the minority.
I was going to start with, okay, let's start with accents. What is your actual, like, reference point for English accents?
What does that mean?
Oh, like, where have you learned it from?
Well, from Florida. Like, how I speak English.
No.
Not your English.
Oh, like, okay, English.
This helmet is for, like, saying stupid shit.
Oh.
So you had...
Wait a second. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
If you say something stupid, you just have to hold it. You don't have to put it on.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to just wear it then. I'm going to
end up
having to
wear that thing. We let the first two slide, but...
I guess London...
Oh, you been?
Yeah.
So you went direct to the source.
That's the only place that I've been in Europe with English accents. The only other place in Europe I've been is Paris, but that's French.
Yeah.
So it's not like that's not English at all.
So okay, cool. So like, cause we like whenever it's like tea and crumpets and that, we have tea, but we don't really have crumpets like that. So whenever we hear like Americans trying to do us, it's like, damn.
But I've been to have a spot of tea. I've been to do that.
And like, what's fun me is in our Airbnb there was a kettle.
Why is that?
In America,
we drink tea.
Yeah.
Like, we just don't drink shit tea.
Wait, there was
shit
a question tea. Mark at the end of that?
A Brit loves a shit tea. You just need it brown with nothing. We need a little berry. We need a little flavor.
Berry?
Berry?
Anything.
You put berry in tea. What kind of tea are we talking?
I'm just saying, if you walk into like an American, like even a bodega, right?
Yeah.
all of the teas are like flavored and shit. It's all kinds of different.
But it's like Lipton.
Even that, what's that red box, that throat coat? No, like, I think Americans like passion tea, matcha tea, lemon tea, this tea. It's all kind of different shit. A Brit just needs their
We're talking standard Earl Grey.
English Earl Grey tea.
Don't take our shit and do extras with it.
You guys will just throw sugar in everything. That's what you do.
No, we're fat. It's honey.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think traveling the world taught me how bad the American body is.
Horrible.
Because it's not a fat shaming thing. It's like an issue with like how unhealthy we are. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You go to a country where they're like big because they're eating a lot of rice or some shit. That's different. we could eat healthy and still our bodies are destroyed.
That's the thing though. Like Asians are fairly small. I lived in Singapore for 6 months, visited all of Southeast Asia. Uh-huh. They eat rice and noodles for every fucking meal. Yeah. And they are so lean and slim. It has to be like.
I used to say that about Asians until 2 weeks ago. I was in Hawaii. And they're all Asian. And I was like, okay, these motherfuckers fat too.
They're American. they're American though. No, why is America though?
Of our foods like that though, right? It's Samoan. It's like all those people that Polynesian.
But they're big.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like the Samoans are like.
Like I want to keep my eyes down. Man, you know what I'm saying?
they big. Like I want to climb them though.
You're in the mountain.
You know
they be doing the tribal shit.
Yeah, the tribal tattoos. I can't lie. That's one of the coldest tattoos.
I do. I want a little Samoan. What's the other thing? Hold on. There's a few islands over there. All of them, though. I want them. Everybody that look like Jason Momoa or The Rock, I want them.
I don't think they all look like Jason Momoa.
Well, in my mind, they do.
They look like the nigga from 90 Day Fiancé.
Which one?
The Samoan do Asuelu?
I ain't seen it.
He might be a
I've only seen the African guys on 90 Day Fiancé. So.
What are y'all's thoughts on that? Are y'all friends with anybody that's like a passport bro? That's like...
No.
Well, because you
what's
said...
Yeah, passport, what's a passport bro's bro?
The one that are with somebody for the passport, right?
Yes.
Yeah, nah.
Oh.
No way one of your cousins ain't... What? You telling me you got... A whole Nigerian lineage and not
I'm
one of them?
I'm gone in for one.
He's gone in.
Oh, you're gone in.
That was racist.
What? I only saw your Nigerian clips. So like,
okay, that's fine. Yeah, I know. I'm outnumbered every week, so it's calm.
Only on Nigerian.
You telling me you got not one cousin.
What about Dennis?
What about
us? Wait, hold on. Are we talking about the passport
thing? Not saying Ghanaians don't do it, but I know Nigerians do it.
Not all of us.
Not all of them, but you ain't got one cousin that married a fat white girl?
No, not that I know of.
Okay.
Maybe it happened before my time.
Because now they're going on to the Brits. Okay, because they got 90 Day Fiancé UK, and the Africans coming in with the fat white girls over there, too.
Yeah.
So, It happens.
It does happen.
Did you see the video where the guy was proposing to the old lady and one was proposing to
both
the
of them.
One?
Yeah. Those two black guys in the mall.
What?
Or somewhere like that, and they were just like both proposing to like two old white ladies.
I was
like,
they knew or didn't know. Huh? They knew them.
They were marrying them. What do you mean? Of course they knew that.
I'm spun. They was in the mall.
Yeah.
And they just proposed to them.
Yeah. They obviously went to the mall probably together. I don't know if there was like a planned thing.
Maybe that's where they got the ring. They put the cord
Okay,
in.
Wait. We're talking about proposals at the mall. I have a question. Uh-huh. Of the three of you, which one did the worst, shittiest job at the proposal?
Shittiest job.
Yes. I can tell you I did the best.
You did the best. So who did the worst? Like,
that's general consensus.
Okay, what was the best proposal?
A beach in DR.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, he was on holiday.
He was thoughtful. How did y'all's happen?
I'm out here like, go on. Detail.
It's between us. Still. It's between us.
What was the worst?
I think we can confirm that my one was better than yours.
Though. Ooh. Let's talk about the proposal.
So my one, wasn't it?
I'd have to give
it. It was, because his one sounded a bit rough. It's a bit rough. What was mine?
My wife was happy with her, though.
No, by the way, everyone was happy. But we're talking about,
shout out to the wise, but
we're talking about, like, on a public broadcast, what people are going to think of it, right?
Yes.
All of our wives love us. They love what we did. Yeah, they love us for us. So my one, she knew it was going to happen.
Okay.
Right? So it was more about when, but she knew it was going to happen.
How'd
at some
she
point.
Know? You had her pick the ring?
Right. So she was actually...
Oh, pregnant. Okay.
Right.
Why you did the hands?
I don't know why he did it like
I'm
it was
like,
that.
Like, you can't
I don't think I've ever said that.
I don't want you bitches to catch it.
So I intended to actually propose later on in the year.
Okay.
But tradition is like, all right, well, you can't have a child outside of marriage like that.
Oh,
so
wow,
it kind of fast forwarded it, right?
Okay.
So... It was like, we know when, we got a date for it, but when am I going to propose? So went to my uncle's house, and then she always wanted her family to be there when I proposed. So I got all of her friends and her mama, dad, sister to like basically create like a heart in her house with like candles. And it said like, I love you. Then I proposed in the heart.
Oh, that's
inside
so, that's
the middle
TV.
Of the heart.
I like yeah. that.
So real quick, yeah.
It was creative.
For your proposal, it was just the two of y'all in DR?
Yes. And a man on a parachute.
No. The paraglider that was behind us on the water, obviously she looked over there to look at him and turned around. And I was like,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
He didn't say it was a pebble beach though.
It was not a pebble beach. What pebble beach in DR? Like, are you crazy?
Okay, so now we have to hear the worst, least thoughtful proposal.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. It's funny because I'm wondering if I'll like yours more. Because one, I've never wanted to be proposed to in public.
Yeah.
Two, I don't want to be around friends and family.
Okay.
So I want to hear yours.
See, so, and that's what my wife was on. She didn't want this public restaurant business. So I got the ring. I was going to do it the night before because... I was meant to get the ring that morning, but I had to get it the next day. So I was messing with her finger. So I was thinking, okay, like, should I just slip it on? But I didn't actually have it. So I was just messing with her finger, innit? So she's like, wow, what's going on? Pretending to be asleep. And I've gone to pick up the ring, and then my niece.
He's jazzing it up.
Hold on, wait. Let me tell you why I feel that. Because I knew you was making a sound. But go ahead, babe. Sorry.
Go ahead.
But listen.
That's crazy.
I'm fucking... boom, let me fast forward. So like, yeah. I'm showing my mom, saying, Mom, I'm going to do it. My brother's there. His daughter's there. She's like, oh, I'm going to tell.
So now I'm like, she's really going to tell. So I've got to run over to my wife. Where she is, and then proposed that day before my niece spoils it.
Yeah.
So now I've asked her dad, like, so I've sat down, like, shown her dad the ring like this. He's looked at me, I've looked at him, I've looked at the ring, looked at him, he's looked at me, you know, one of them ones. So he's like, cool, like, run it, innit? So I've gone upstairs, and then, like, I've sent her down the hallway because we're going for a family dinner, innit? And then I'm like, oh, I'm like, babe, come back, help me pick something, boom, boom, boom. And then she's walked in, and the ring's there. And, you know, we've just both looked at each other. And,
wait, never mind. I want to go to Pebble Beach.
I want that.
Give I want to be with the pebbles.
Okay.
Give me some pebbles.
Do it in public. Wait. So he walks in, the ring is just there, and you're like,
what?
And he couldn't speak.
I swear we made a joke about like moonwalking or something. Like, someone was walking backwards. At some point, someone was backwards.
Yeah. That was my shit.
Okay, wait. Was everybody on one knee at least?
Yeah.
On one knee.
All right.
I did the one knee.
You know, it's really amazing to see black men in there, which I'm guessing late 20s or 30s. What?
With
30s. 30s
to be married.
Mm. Yeah.
It's not something that I'm running into quite often where I'm meeting people. Now, maybe it's because we live in metropolitan cities, because I know they say, like, if you live in a smaller city, you're probably married younger, but I think it's dope.
Yeah. It's not common, though, that you find, like, not to say people married, but, like, a group of friends that are just like married.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And they're all like around the same time. Like, it happens sometimes, but there are a lot of people that aren't married.
Yeah.
And like, maybe they're waiting until later.
Well, people don't, I don't think at this age are finding the value in marriage because we've got so much of an overload of like, you know, dating apps or the instant gratification
of swiping
constantly. Or even like, I say a lot horrible. I'm an ethically non-monogamous person. I enjoy having threesomes and inviting people into the bedroom, whatever. But I do think a lot of content like this makes people feel like they shouldn't settle down that soon. Where my brain has never been there. Just because I want to get some extra pussy don't mean I don't want to get married.
Really?
No.
So what? Do you just want a partner that will do it with you, basically?
Yeah.
Okay. So someone's on board with that right now. You're like, let's settle down.
He one of y'all brothers.
Oh, yeah?
UK or Nigerian?
No, Nigerian.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, where about them passport guys, boy? That's what you said.
He was born here.
Okay.
Anyway, I really believe, though, that just an increase in maybe hypersexuality or, like, if you're kinkier, it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't want to be partnered. I've found that also is to be, like, a theme within the show, the whole, like, you'll be single forever thing, like, just because I like whole moments don't mean that.
You know what I mean? It does sound very single forever.
It's the idea that marriage is boring.
Yeah.
That's where that comes from.
I don't want marriage at all.
Tell us your sins.
I don't want to be married at all. Like, even growing up, I never had the thought of what my dress would look like or what type of wedding or what type of proposal I want. And I think in my 20s, I was a broke-ass bitch. Mm. So getting married made sense. And even then, I only wanted to marry someone who was really
got
rich.
Money,
of course.
Right?
Yeah.
And now that I have my own money, like the idea of marriage, just it doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
I don't see the benefit of it. personally.
Oh, wait.
Like, from a financial
sense. Do you guys come from married backgrounds? Because you don't. I wonder if that has an impact.
It probably does.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. But kind of, because my mom and dad didn't live in the same house. Yeah. Like,
but they were married.
They were married. Like, so my dad lived in Ghana and my mom lived in the UK.
Okay. So and your parents had been married too.
Yeah, married.
I wonder if that's an influence of, because you said when I was growing up, I didn't think about my dress. To me, in my brain, it was always in there because my mother went through this experience.
Mm. Yeah.
Never wanted it.
I don't understand this whole, I think about my wedding since I was 5.
I mean, but they put that into women's...
It's a waste of force.
They kind of put that into women's minds, though.
Yeah, like, Disney, all that
like
kind of shit.
Yeah, the Disney princesses. And then even as you know, kids, we're given babies. So we're kind of being like, you know, reinforced that you're going to be a wife and a mother.
Those are
the things. Like, princesses always want to find their prince.
Then
we're freaking raising little babies and having kitchenettes and all that. The Easy Bake Oven was the shit, okay? Now, I ain't Betty Crocker, but the Easy Bake Oven was that girl.
Like, girls got big choice, you know?
No,
boys don't get easy.
No,
bake
but they
oven.
Know what an easy bake oven is.
Yeah, I know what it is. But I don't feel like a lot of people in the UK had that.
Oh, okay.
No. That was definitely something I learned from America.
Yeah. Oh, you got rice cookers? Yeah. You got rice cookers?
Oh, God, no, we ain't.
Who the hell was giving rice cookers?
You guys have rice cookers
over
there.
Okay, that's some African shit.
That's African and Asian shit.
That is standard.
I ain't gonna lie.
That is standard.
Over here, we got rice in a bag, okay?
No. I use a rice cooker.
I don't use a rice cooker.
I thought you meant as a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I use a rice cooker now.
Wait, what?
That was... What, okay, how old is as a kid?
No, but you weren't given a rice cooker like, this is your point.
No, I just meant in general.
I don't know, you guys got rice cookers.
Okay.
No.
But no, all in all, I think it's really the idea that the happy ending is babies and marriage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When...
And it ain't for me. That sounds like an awful ending.
Yeah. As boys, we just grew up on cars and shit. Like, watching, like, car films or action man, like
cars, superheroes and girls.
Yeah.
I don't think awful
about weddings.
I don't know, like when people are in happy and flourishing relationships, it's like it shapes your mind with everything, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you're single and you're happy, you feel like that is the worst thing possible. But when you've got a partner and they're great, you feel like it's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh no, I would love a partner. I still just don't.
Yeah, I was gonna say being like single and happy. I would always think at some point you're like, oh yeah, cool. I'm gonna get to that point where
I would love a relationship. Yeah, I don't mind being committed to someone, but.
Marriage.
Those other things, no.
So it's just it's basically the paperwork.
It's the
that
paperwork.
Has a problem with you. Mm-hmm. But what's it called? Is it cohabiting?
Yeah.
That's okay with you.
Oh no, we even need separate rooms.
Right?
Like the idea to me, even like if I was to live with someone even in New York, we need at least a 2-bedroom.
Okay.
Because we both need to be able to have our space. I can't imagine being in a place where maybe my day was really busy and stressful. Maybe we get into an argument and now I have to sleep next to somebody that I'm upset with.
Mm.
Like, I don't... The idea of, like, me having to go to sleep next to someone angry or me having to, like, be in that space overnight doesn't sit well with me. I would like to be able to have some sort of separation.
But the pro of that is, like, you have to make up quickly, but also, who gets the main room?
I don't think Mandy means sleeping in them all the time.
No. Yeah. Not sleeping angry all the time, but, like, when we're...
You can hold the couch.
When you're angry, like, and also as human beings, right?
Mm.
Even being podcasters, being around a lot of people, sometimes you just want that kind of separation of... I just need some me time, some me space.
Yeah.
I had roommates throughout my entire 20s.
Yeah.
And now, like, there's some days where I'm so grateful that I'm going home and not having to deal with seeing another person.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So if you're in a relationship and you live with someone, especially a 1-bedroom...
Yeah.
You both just dealt with people all day separately, and now you have to come home and deal
and with each other. No. You have to understand your partner.
Like really
because that's what I go through all the time.
What?
Really?
Like, obviously, when I
you don't
come
sleep
home.
With her.
No, I love sleeping. Don't do that. I was talking
about that. Just
you know what I mean? He's getting his own back still. Go ahead.
Take your shirt.
He was sleeping on the beach, baby. That's what he was doing.
No, but obviously, like, I'm somebody who loves just being alone. Like,
okay.
Love it.
Yep.
But obviously, she's had to understand that and
realize. And not take it personal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she leaves me alone a lot now.
Okay.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. I think the beauty with good partnership, too, is like giving each other alone time of being around each other. I'm sure you've all learned that at this point, too.
Yeah.
I've just learned that with the person I'm dating and seeing that it works. I was like, ooh, this is great. Like, not talking for 2 hours, but
you're in the same presence
around each other.
That
shit is beautiful to me.
Because as I grow older, I have very old parents, right? I'm only 33 and my mom's in her 70s. My dad is in his 80s.
Right.
And what I've realized that's helpful throughout their lives is like companionship.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to say it in this fairy tale way that relationship means that you need to is like the be all end all to be happy.
Yeah.
But literally, it's just companionship, right? So it's learning to be around people. Oh, shit. Sorry, y'all.
Girl, you better act like you know what a podcast is.
You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, ain't that crazy? Fuck?
They did the triple call on me. They pushed through the...
Do not call
Right.
So hopefully she's not dying. But no, like, I think having a big community of friendships, being a part of teams, like, having things like that, like, that's what's important to me, like, not just for old people, but for us right now.
Mm.
You know, too much solitude is super scary because then you don't know how to interact. Look at how all these people are fucked up after COVID. They got so few friends, or they were so focused on their computers. They're not going outside, like, touch some grass. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really separated to me people that I feel like kind of got ahead in life a little bit. Those who had a community, those who were able to get out there and do something for themselves, they're able to socialize a lot better today.
Yeah, it's
4 years.
You always need the balance.
I think with the bedroom thing, though, both bedrooms have to be equally decorated. Cause I can't be sent somewhere that's like a prison.
You know, like, we ain't gonna do that.
Yeah, no, but you know, like,
bedrooms are both gonna look nice.
Like, there's no art on the walls.
Well, no.
One pillow.
You get to decorate your room. I'll decorate the other one. We kind of gotta agree, cause y'all know men will sit here and not have matching pillowcases, sheets. Y'all don't match the shit.
I think we were meant to believe that. I swear to God, Mandy, I haven't seen that.
You
in the last
ain't
year.
Right.
But I think it's because when you start dating niggas with money, they shit is nice.
Yeah. Right. But that's what I'm saying. I haven't had money for a long time.
See?
So for a long time,
it didn't match.
TikTok got these niggas on lock, bro.
When I was young, it might not match. But that's because I don't care. I'm just here to sleep. I ain't asking for no match. You know what I'm saying?
But once I've got
older, when I say older, I mean like, like university, college. Like, once we got there and I was buying my own bed sheets, I'm going to buy a set.
But then once you wash it,
there might be a time you got a little blue joint on there. The rest of it is like black. Sometimes. Okay, you know what? A bed sheet can be a madness sometimes. Sometimes a bed sheet can be like this.
I've had to throw away bed sheets recently.
Really?
Because I realized, you know, they get them little bubbles and stuff why am I sleeping with
this? The thread count ain't good.
I'm going to
We have a nothing phone deal and I'm sleeping on bubbles?
We don't have another phone.
And let me tell you something. There's so many times I walk into places or I do something and I'm like, oh, I'm better than this.
I swear to you,
the last hotel we stayed in London, bitch.
No, it was so bad.
No.
Where it was the worst.
We didn't book our own accommodations.
I was like this, sleeping on the bed.
I said, I'm better than this.
It was awful.
We were in Clapham in the hotel.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It was so
the
bad.
Thing is, if you're in Clapham, Clapham's fine, but to stay in Clapham in a hotel, I don't know of a hotel that would look.
They claimed it was 4 stars.
Damn.
Mm-mm. It had to be out of 100. It was like...
I feel bad because the show was so good, but it was just the other stuff. And you know what? It's like, I'm trying to have some humility. Did I mention the couple that got engaged to you?
No.
What, at the show?
Okay, let me tell you what happened. And this really taught me a lot about the lens and how we look at things. So we did our show on Valentine's Day last year. It was a Tuesday night and it was packed. And Chris Brown had a show at the O2 and it was packed with Jorge fans, right? And it was just beautiful to see when you go to another country and get to see all that love, right? So I'm complaining about the hotel all day. I'm writing Charlemagne because he knew the promoter. I'm like, I normally stay at Soho House in the addition. And I'm complaining. But it's Valentine's Day and I'm single and I didn't want to be. I walk back into the hotel after our show alone. There is a couple that literally is like taking pictures or asking me, oh my God, can you take a picture? He just proposed to me outside. That's what she said. Old black couple, maybe in their 50s. And she's so excited. She's like, we drove here to London. It took us 4 hours. And they were from something with an H. What's it called?
Hertfordshire? No, that she said 4 hours.
Maybe Ho?
Yeah.
Maybe it was Ho.
Yeah.
Anyway, they were they so fucking happy. And the ring was tiny, and it wasn't that good.
Oh, my God.
And I'm saying, it put into such perspective that, like, oh, the things that I want. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is their vacation. This is
amazing for them.
This is amazing for them. It's like, I got to kind of chill out on who I think I am. And that sense of self.
Not necessarily.
No.
Not necessarily.
I really believe to somewhat. Yes, I know I deserve a better hotel. But as much as you can judge something or put your nose up at it, on the other side of the fucking wall, someone is completely happy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But that's with everything in life.
Yeah, that's everything.
Yeah, but it just teaches me a lot about, like, the happiness that I need to start having. I should have been more grateful for the amazing crowd that we had.
And then still
complaining. I'm on a fucking flatbed home. What am I fucking complaining for another 8 hours in this room? Like, get over it. You know what I'm saying? We just had this huge accomplishment. And I think, like, counting the blessings is a lot. That night really taught me a lot. Like, I'm not kidding. I think about it probably at least once a month.
Mm. Really?
Yes, because I'm like, yo, I got to remember
that. You got to be grateful.
Maybe that's 5 cool. minutes before I saw them, I was thinking, like, oh my God, I wish I had somebody.
So then maybe you should stay at that hotel again when we go.
Oh, no. Yes. I'll be in Toronto. No.
I'm going to stay on the other side of the world.
I actually split it up. I'm doing Nobu and then Soho. But anyway, the point is, I want to always just be kind of grateful for what I have. And I think a lot of times, like, it's the internet that makes you, you know, you're seeing the comments and like, oh, why he get her this? Or why he do it like that? Or it's like, bitch, where's your nigga?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to be that girl. Yeah.
You were single. She got proposed to you. You're like, oh, look at the ring. It's like, you single.
Yo, your shit was crazy, though.
My wife is happy.
No, I'll say things till I get the beat.
You know what? Let's do an introduction, man, so they know he's really in the building.
Yeah, for sure. Nighties Baby Show. My name is Temi Yakubi.
I'm Fred Santana.
Got a shoot in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Today he's not shooting. He's taking a day off shooting. Nobody is shooting the cameras, but he's living that soft life today. Now look at him, he's all in purple.
Cheers, man.
Cheers, man. Yeah.
So wait, you're not on camera normally, or you're
normally
on camera?
I am, but I'm also like,
you know what I'm saying? We run our own operation.
I love that.
Yeah, you know Americans say we get out of the mud. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do over there. But overseas, underseas, or God in him, on him and God.
Really overseas.
It's my nigga VP in the cut. That's a scary sight.
Yup.
And we got some ladies in the house today.
Mm-hmm.
We're in their house today.
Yeah.
Right? We're in Soho today.
Yeah. That's what it's called.
Episode on a
hoe. That's what Soho's in the house today. Is hoes all right to say?
Not to us now.
Okay. Horse?
No. Ladies is good.
Ladies is good.
Leave it there.
All right,
it's very white man calling somebody a nigga.
Yeah.
All right, go you. I'm going to stay in my UK level. So we got some ladies out. We got ladies in the house. We got Horrible Decisions. We got Wheezy and Mandy B in the house.
Ooh. Wait, are we really getting the introduction like 30 minutes in?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that. I really want to start doing that.
Very fucking interesting.
Yeah.
That's how we do in London, man.
That's how we do.
Like, I want to be original, but I'm taking that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
do it.
I won't
align
that's
with that. No, I think it was like the Rory and Mal episode. Like, you was like, oh, no, we're going to start now.
Yep.
Like, but they were blatantly talking before. It was like, no, we're going to start. Yep.
30 minutes may be too far, but I do enjoy when I start like rolling the show. Start. And you kind of feel like you heard stuff that you're not supposed to before it started. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
30 minutes is wild, but I do like it.
Yeah.
Well, I want to go back to accents a little bit. English porn.
I ain't never seen that one.
You've never seen it?
I don't
know. Oh, well, the accents in English porn.
I even find it horrible.
Yeah.
It's not nice. Because it's so typical.
Yeah.
Like, sound, what do you mean? What does that sound like?
Never heard. Hear it later on.
I only watch the bukkake porn, so it's everything.
Yeah. You said you like that shit.
Yeah, but
what's that only? What do you mean only? Like, is that just your favorite? Or
so you
like,
can just hear like a one English accent somewhere.
I want to say it's like 80-20. Like, I watch that motherfucker a lot.
Really?
I watch it so much that my man was like, bro, I'm so scared you're going to fucking run into two cute niggas and they're going to invite their friends and you just going to get this fantasy off. Bitch.
What's bukkake? A train? This...
No, bukkake is when they nut all over you.
Apparently you're not allowed to say train no more. Is that true?
Not that you're not allowed.
No, you can say it.
Okay.
I just think that the definition has been skewed a little bit.
Right.
Like, a train is when one guy fucks after the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they also want to call that when there's two guys there at all. But that's a threesome.
That's a threesome.
Yeah, so, they still use train. I just don't think many people do it as much anymore.
Right.
Like, I don't know any of my friends that have had a train, but they've definitely done like orgies and threesomes.
Yeah.
You know, I think we've just expanded the vocabulary.
Train is like gangbang, I feel like now.
No. Train is like literally, say you're fucking a guy, he leaves and another one comes in the room.
Right.
Yeah, that's like
one after the other.
One after the other.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I think
train is also when women are having threesomes and someone said you got a train ran on you, it's just a way to make a woman feel bad about asking for
100%.
Trust me this. I would even think your wives.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has had that fantasy of two men, Every woman that likes men, there's just no way you have it. You may not act on it because it's a lot. You know what I mean? Mm. But I believe
everyone. Ain't that much.
I think it's a lot in terms of like, you know how the judgment works. Mm. So if you're not somebody that's semi-promiscuous or open about your sexuality, how the fuck are you gonna ask for this shit? Only for your nigga to look at you and be like, you're crazy, or you're worried two people are gonna tell. You know what I'm saying? So what are you supposed to do? How are you going to go get it?
Have you ever had a conversation?
I mean, maybe not with your partner, but...
Not about another man, but like threesomes in general.
Yo, ask them all right now.
Ask them now.
Yeah. No, I've had the discussion.
I don't actually want one.
I've had the discussion.
You don't want a threesome.
I don't.
Not with my wife, but I've been offered one with someone I was seeing.
A man or woman? Another man?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Mm. I turn it down, though.
Why?
Why?
I don't really know, you know. One of them ones. So, you know, sometimes you just turn it, like, I've turned many things down, innit?
Mm.
Sometimes you regret it later, like, I should have done that.
Should have done it.
Yeah, why did you say no to two women?
Hmm.
Was it the pressures of performing?
Nah.
Because I really don't.
I've never really, like, I've had times where I couldn't get it up, but it wasn't like a pressure of not being able to perform, it's because I was poor.
So what? You couldn't think, right? You was thinking about the money.
You had to be roommates. Where are we doing this at?
Rent is
were you not eating well? I need more.
You were too poor for a threesome?
I had other things on my mind, man. I was too, like,
men's sex is...
Oh, you were stressed.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
I do believe that if you're poor, you shouldn't have sex. So, good job.
That's fucking crazy.
If you're poor, you shouldn't have sex. So you just said you were trying to get it. And that's why every time I had sex, I was asking for money because I was poor. I built the bank.
Yeah, you make horrible decisions.
I'm sorry, but broke niggas got good dick.
So we've heard.
Had time and shit.
You probably was giving your best work back then.
Yeah.
So you have to depend on it.
Listen, because if you couldn't take me on the nice date. You better fuck me till I'm not hungry no more. Like, for real. I don't even want to admit that the best dick I got was broke dick. But, yeah.
Oh, it can only be.
My top three, my niggas be having money. Top three had money.
Yeah.
I loved it.
But wait, he didn't have money when you first started fucking him.
Who?
24/7.
He had money, what? But he wasn't
24/7.
Rich.
24/7. Oh.
You said you used to Uber him, bitch.
Oh, yeah, but he had a... Money. I don't want
to. No.
If you that's have what to I'm Uber him, about,
by the time you got the money, there's no way you
said the sex got better 10 years into fucking it.
Because you were more connected and you know each other's bodies.
That shit was good. Yeah. We were fucking for 10
no,
years.
No, see, I'm not what saying like of... these niggas.
Oh
ain't
my
judgment.
God.
For the whole 10 years.
You're not a whore at all.
I know. I am so responsible. I love condom dick.
Mild whore.
You like condom dick?
I love it. We were never together. I don't want to be on birth control. And so
I hate you.
When I'm having casual sex.
For 10 years.
Well, out of my top three, two of them. Condom dick only.
Condom dick.
And for years.
Wow. Condom dick.
One was 10 condom? Years. The other, we're still fucking. I'll probably see him when I go to London. But we've been fucking for 7.
This all is...
Never had any raw sex the entire time.
Wait, he ain't married after 7 years and shit. Like.
No, I don't want to be with... The one for 10 years, never wanted to be with him.
Like,
and the one now, like for 7, he plays all over the world. So it wouldn't work.
Wait, yeah. Condoms,
but he's beautiful.
I couldn't.
I know the way I'm saying it, right? But I'm shocked though. Condoms.
Condoms. I love it. I don't have to worry about like if I'm gonna be pregnant.
A condom's even a shit.
Yo,
word.
Did you even use them before you were married? At this point,
I did, but it was like,
barely.
I did.
But, no, you didn't.
Barely.
I did them the first time.
I tell you what, you use condoms, yeah.
I'm listening.
And he'd only want kids. We
no,
listen.
No, no, no. Yeah, so this is what happened. I started listening to the fact that you know, birth control, it can ruin,
it
you know,
fucks,
the cycle,
it fucks sports, women up.
All the different reactions, and I was like, you know what? It's not really fair to say you should do that because if they said, yo, inject yourself with something, I'd be like, hell no, I'm not doing that shit.
Mm. Right.
So. I was like, all right, cool, we're not going to do that. And yeah, 2 kids later.
No, but before we got married,
condoms you definitely like... risk it.
Wait, y'all not using
it.
Condoms
no,
with
no,
casual
No, we use condoms. We use
nope.
condoms. All right,
but
cool.
We don't.
Let me
I
be
don't
honest.
Believe
y'all. Let me be honest. Let me
you
be
use
honest.
Them the first time.
Let me be honest.
Be honest.
Right, the first round.
Just the first round.
First round.
He said it smells good, I don't.
Right. It's a horrible decision. Horrible decision. We use condoms, right? But there was a time in life where I feel like I was only worried about
pregnancy. Yeah.
It wasn't about
I know,
STIs,
no
STDs,
one's worried about
right?
That. They're worried about kids.
So then it was to a point where if I thought, oh, you haven't got STI, STD, we're all good to kind of
go. Oh, yeah,
go
ahead.
That makes
you
sense.
Clean,
and pull
clean.
Out. And, do you know what I'm saying?
That's it.
That's the largest issue about why HIV has been running rampant in the States.
Yeah.
Like, black women are the leading new cases of, I think it's like 64% of new HIV cases.
Really?
Atlanta right now, I think they just put out something recently about how it had like 1,500 new cases.
Crazy.
It's crazy because
we
really aren't thinking about HIV because we've been taught to think gay disease.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
People also aren't talking about how often they catch STDs, which, I mean, it's hella embarrassing, right?
Have you guys caught one before?
When I was in high school.
So, duh.
I'm not going to lie to you. I've been irresponsible before, but
yeah. Like, recently, no. I was in a relationship and we got tested quite a bit because we were in sex clubs together.
Got you.
That was just me really dealing with women. I didn't have unprotected sex with men.
Right.
But still, you know, we're playing a lot of fluids going all over the place.
All over the place.
I'm so scared of my pussy getting stank.
But like
I'm so scared. I get so many compliments on my scent or taste that I just feel like if someone fucks this up for me, my reputation's gone.
Do you have
one bad review?
Is that like a routine or something?
No. I mean like, if I get an STD. Oh, you mean because?
No. Yeah. Like, why is it like, do you like... I'm trying to ask this the correct way.
How'd you get your scent so good?
I don't know.
Just got the pH balance. Be brave.
It could be that, but like also my mother said something to me once about how men would tell her things like that. And I'm like, oh, I wonder if it's hereditary.
Wait, your mom told you?
Yeah, my mom would always teach me about cleanliness.
Oh, yeah.
But my mom would tell me about compliments. Like, you know, men have always told me they love how I take care of myself and my hygiene. Like, this is what you have to do. But I would say I have one thing. I don't know if it really... works for real, but I have heard that it's sweet. I actually never even said this on Horrible. You know the Dole? I don't know if you guys use Dole, but where you have to use the can opener? Dope. It's got hella sugar in it, but Dole pineapple juice, it's a brand.
Okay. And it comes
in the can, but you can't even like pop the can. I'll drink like maybe, I'd say 3 water bottles worth of that before I fuck somebody. If I know I'm a snake,
I've heard about pineapples.
Yeah, I've heard pineapples.
But also like semen. Men,
but yeah.
You can taste something in semen. I don't know if you've ever noticed that, but like when men are taking a lot of vitamins or creatine or workout shit, like
I've tasted it.
I'm like, oh, that's tart.
Yeah. How you know it's horrible?
I don't know.
Who, me?
Maybe they drinking Gatorade, the niggas. I know they be working out. They nut be tasting good.
Really?
What's that?
I haven't had bad tasting nut in so long.
I've had it with.
I've had really good tasting.
I think because everyone's a bit more health conscious now.
Yeah, everyone's drinking water in that.
Yeah, like,
people drinking water.
I drink so much water.
Thank God for TikTok.
I would say maybe though it's, you know, when you're younger, you don't do those things.
Yeah, you're eating shit.
Of course, like growing up, cum was disgusting.
Horrible.
And now we're all in our 30s plus, and it's.
Yeah, everyone's drinking a bit more water at least.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, or you would think about it. Like, I knew one time that my shit tasted horrible. Because she spat out.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, man.
I got the stank cum. Some girls are spitting. Some girls don't want to swallow.
Yeah, yeah,
some
I hear
girls
that.
Just don't want to swallow.
I'm guessing that this was out of
nowhere. She had to shut up. You have to pull your panties back up.
Wiped her mouth.
I think you can do it.
Wait a second.
Yeah, I think you can do it.
Have any of y'all ever tasted yourself?
No.
Don't do that.
I don't believe you. One of y'all.
But why?
But why? So
how
you
would
know?
One do this?
I mean, if you, okay, so say you're like.
Wait, it got it on your face.
Yeah, like.
And then did you look it?
Oh, it's definitely got
it. It wasn't just me on my own. Like, there was, my wife was in the room.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but like.
Oh, you guys got a snowball.
What?
No, thank you.
What's snowballing?
When they spit the cum into your mouth.
No, I don't do any transferring spitting in each other's mouth.
Here's the easy way you could do it, right? Like, y'all all.
You're not going to teach me how to taste my own cum.
Okay, well, no, I am. So you could, like, pleasure yourself, and as long as it doesn't, like, shoot off, you know, like, sometimes it gets on your hand.
You might get a drip.
A drip. Yeah. And then just like,
come on, man.
No, thank you.
Fuck.
Just lick it off.
I'm all right.
You've never kind of tasted it after a kiss?
I wouldn't know that I'm tasting it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
It's like a regular mouth. Maybe they're just boring.
In the moment, I'm not focused on...
If it's you or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all in there.
Yeah, I'm all the way in.
Yeah.
Like, I know how my pussy tastes mood. After
right,
a kiss.
I taste my pussy.
Yeah, but I feel like that's normal, though.
It's a bit normal.
You see it in porn, because it got normalized over there. Like,
yeah.
You don't really see that in porn, so we're like... It's not really going on.
We don't, but you know what? We need to get a few niggas that just all the OnlyFans niggas that go crazy on Twitter. We need them to like eat a bitch out after they came in her. We need to see something crazy and nasty because, you know, it really changed the landscape when men started eating ass. because everybody started
it's
talking about
it. Still not
eating
there meat. In the UK, you,
yeah.
You know?
No, it's no, there.
The
UK is
so much
I was there, but it's like.
It's there, yeah. We've always been behind. Like yeah. We've always been behind.
The dirtiest sex I've ever had was a UK dude. The Dom that blindfolded me and wouldn't take it off until he was inside of me. British.
Damn.
I feel like
British guys will do weirder things when Americans are in.
Oh town. Yeah, because they'll think that you got the platform for him to be all he can be.
Yeah, not yeah. But I will say this to you though, I do a TV show called Sex Sells, and basically I explore businesses around that have I don't know anyway.
Yeah.
Sex businesses. So we went to Paris, and everyone we interviewed on the street, when I asked them the difference between Americans and French people with mm-hmm. sexuality, all of them talked about how dirty Americans are. Like, yeah. Oh, like, even if they couldn't speak English and they were translated the question, oh, yes, it's a big dick, big pussy, spanky, harder. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Wow. Like,
it's because okay. You guys basically invented the porn industry, though. So our reference outside of America is
yeah,
porn.
Y'all don't like condoms.
Americans. No, no. No one likes condom sex for 10 years. That's what that means. That's
I mean,
crazy.
Germans do porn the best, but Americans probably...
Germans do the best porn.
It's the craziest.
Yeah,
really?
It's
really? I've never typed that in.
Like, the whole German thing
I've never typed
like,
German porn.
Never. I feel like you'd have to type that in to get it.
They're the ones that do, like... Okay, well, I like bukkake, so never mind.
Oh, do they do a lot of bukkake?
They just do these crazy orgies where if I type bukkake in, it pops up. But basically, they have like the dungeons. They're doing like the super dirty, filthy shit.
Look at him shaking his head. He knows.
No, like that is the side of porn. And actually now, a lot of porn in Europe is mainly shot in Hungary.
Because they'd be hungry for some dick.
The thing is, like, when I... Okay. Do you ever feel guilty after you finish watching porn? Like, that's what post-nap clarity.
Yeah, yeah, all the time.
Do you feel it as well?
Yes.
She's sucked.
That's how I go to
But sleep. I'm also able to come every without night. Porn.
Okay.
It's funny because my man said, he was like, yo, literally, I think a form of self-love is like learning how to use your own thoughts. He was like, because if I fucking masturbate or have an orgasm without looking at porn, like, I know, like, my mind
he was there.
Fresh. But that's the thing. I don't know if y'all jerked off a lot when you were younger,
yeah.
But when I would jerk off just to my thoughts and then I would do it to porn, I was like, oh, wow. Like, the imagination that we have being, no pun, 90s babies, is so much better than people of today.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah,
the accessibility.
Yeah,
yeah. I had to look for fucking magazines. Yeah. I had to look for DVDs.
Yeah.
Like, I was going hard to find stuff.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I used to do it off the previews.
It's still shit, though. Yeah, I used to do it off the previews as well.
Oh, my God.
It was like a channel Babe Station. Yeah.
You did it off Babe Station?
I did it off Babe Station
before.
That's crazy. But after 9 p.m., they cool show the titties, innit?
Did y'all have BET Uncut?
After 9 p.m. We didn't have BET then times, but we had MTV
and we had
and Channel U, etc.
Yeah. So after like, I think it was 9 or 10, it was like this titties.
So Tip Drill came on.
Oh, Tip Drill.
Yeah.
He was masturbating to
what? I used to not fully like touch it. I used to just do this at the edge of the bed so I could see if my mom was coming in.
I didn't get to that level. But yeah, definitely. There used to be like 10 minutes. There used to be 10-minute windows where it'll show you the previews of
the films.
The films. And I used to
10 minutes
it.
Is enough to...
Oh, it was enough.
Wait, that's 10
enough.
Minutes preview?
10-minute preview of, yeah. Like, different films that's coming
on this
channel.
Why would I buy it after that?
Well, listen. I'm not even a bill payer. I'm like 13 or some shit. I don't even have the money to buy it.
No, I think the
Hello, doctor.